All right, I'd like to welcome you all to the Strawberry Workshop, and we have an exciting set of speakers lined up to talk about production in their respective regions. And I'll show you their list in a few slides, but all of them have been invited just because they've had so many years of working with strawberries in their respective states or regions, and really they are the experts of strawberries when we think about U.S. strawberry production. So, I'm really excited about the workshop. What we're going to do is we're going to invite all the speakers first, and then later on, the last 25 minutes, we'll have time for question and answer session. So I'd really encourage the audience to think about questions they have in mind and then write it down. And then when there's time for question and answer session, you can ask the appropriate person to the question that you have in mind. So remember, please keep your cell phones off. If you need to take a call, just go outside the room. So with that, that's all the housekeeping I have, and I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Kurt Rom from the University of Arkansas, and he's going to talk about, and he's going to give us an overview of the strawberry production nationwide.
Thank you, Jayesh. I also want to thank the Small Fruit Working Group for having this. The whole session is going to be kind of going at tilt speed, so get ready and hold on. My task is to give you, in 1.5 minutes, an overview of the United States and world production. The United States ranks fourth in area, third in tonnage, and first in efficiencies in the world. They're highlighted in yellow. You can see other countries that are important would be China in both acreage and in production. But we're way far ahead in terms of yield efficiency. In the United States, we really have three primary production states that are recorded. That's California, Florida, and North Carolina. And you can see that California produces 63% of the acreage, 93% of the yield, and essentially 3 to 4 times the yield efficiency or production per hectare that the rest of the United States has. If we kind of look at that historically, the top line that you might see here is the United States production in the last 47 years. Since about 1980, production has increased. If we go back to kind of a benchmark around 1980, California produced 30% of the strawberries in the United States, 30% of the acreage and 60% of the strawberries, and now they're up to that 63% of the acreage and 93% of the production. They are having a decline, and we'll probably hear about that. Florida comprises 7%, but all the rest of these lines down here are now less than a total of 0.5%, and most of the states no longer record economic production for the National Agriculture Statistics Services. But that's kind of the picture where it is. Strawberries are an important fruit crop in the United States. In economic value, they're third behind grapes and apples. If we would look at fresh consumption, they'd be second behind apples. So it's an important fruit crop that we have. There are challenges that are faced by the strawberry, that the strawberry industry faces. Most of those are related to the concentration of production area and the loss of local production. So we have land and resource availability issues, labor availability, a loss of soil fumigants so we can use current land, susceptibility to environmental catastrophe in a concentrated production area, distance of transportation, sustainability and vulnerability of large monocultural acreages, loss of rural prosperity in smaller production regions. But part of this is there's increased consumer use, and in fact, imports are filling the need gap. So production in the United States is pretty stable, but consumption is increasing, and so we have increasing imports. With that, I'm going to pass it back to Jayesh so he can introduce the speakers.
All right, so I was asked to be really brief so I don't take up into speaker talk time. So all you'll see me introduce are the speaker names, and they have all their web profiles up on their respective web pages. You can look them up in further detail if you're interested. But really, all of them are experts. It's an honor for us to have them in our workshop. And I really see this, as a very vibrant and a successful workshop already with the speakers that we have been able to recruit. So our first speaker is going to be Dr. Fenimore from California. And then moving on to the Northwest of the United States, we have Dr. Finn from USDA Oregon State. Moving further east, we have Dr. Petrin from University of Minnesota. And then in the Mid-South, Dr. Wallace is going to cover the states of Texas and the neighboring states. Up in the Northeast, we have Dr. Marvin Pritz covering the remainder of the southern region, except for Florida, is Dr. Fernandez. And then the Florida region is going to be covered by Dr. Carlene Chase. So just to remind everyone what we are hoping to accomplish with this workshop, and this is also in the conference program, is we're really going to try to get an overview of the production in the respective regions across the United States, and then try to understand the challenges that the strawberry industry faces as of today, and then enable a discussion after the talks are through to discuss opportunities for this very valuable industry that we have and would like to retain in the United States. So with that, I'm going to invite Dr. Fenimore on stage.